Now, this is channel one over on the new cookie reel number 12, but it's the old visit with Cookie on Thursday at bedtime, the 4th of February, 71, channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, the 4th of February, 71, Thursday at bedtime, the old talk with Cookie. This is the old Thursday, 4th of February, 71, and channel 2 right.
Well, that was why I was so surprised that guy. Yeah.
What you doing out?
I had some news I had to come and tell you.
What's the latest? You got some news.
That's right, I got some news.
Well, now take it easy, Cookie. Don't give it all at once, I'm afraid.
As of the first of next month, I'll be a free man.
Cookie, I can't believe it.
I'll let it, Clyde's taking the station over the first of next month.
He's going to take it back.
He's going to take it back. As soon as he comes back from California. He's leaving the first of the week for California. When he comes back, he's taking it over.
Boy, that'll get him, won't it?
And I'm coming to the farm.
Why, Cookie? I declare. All right.
Of course, now I'm going to have to work, do something 2 or 3 days a week to make some money.
Yeah.
But the majority of the time, I'm going to spend right out here.
Wilson, I got some news for you.
What's that?
I had to go to Ocala today. And I remember what you said about working over that starter.
Yeah.
And I just took that thing along and took it down there to Red Smith. And he worked that thing over, and I come back and put it in, and it starts like a passenger car.
He even goes out there and just starts it to listen to it.
Shoot.
Boy. Golly.
Well, you see, I've got to pay that income tax and everything. So, I can't do it on nothing. Well, that's cheaper than a new starter.
Well, I looked at that. I had it upside down, and I couldn't quite see it. I said, does that say what I think it does? And he said, yeah. Well, I said, is that a new one? He says, no, sir. New one cost $90.
Yeah. Well, that dry, $13.90. That's cheaper than I can buy it.
That drying the bushings all the while.
Yeah.
Don't jerk now.
Dry bushings and brushes, yeah.
Oh, why hadn't I done that long ago?
I've neglected being down here. I'm joking you. But I ain't been out. I just ain't been physically able to get out and move.
Cookie, I know it.
But I want you to know one thing. If I get to feeling as much better in the next 3 weeks as I have in the past 3 weeks,
yes, sir.
They can't stop you.
I'll be able to go out and do a 9 days work. I ain't joking you.
Oh, that'd be a fine feeling, wouldn't it?
To be run down as low as I was for 2 years, or longer, well, I'll say about 5 years, actually.
Yeah.
And then to get to feeling this good in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
I ain't got no business up at that service station.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe.
And I ain't got no business up there.
Well, doggone, I believe you can make some money somewhere more than you up there, Ben.
Shoot, Paul, if I can go out here and work 2 or 3 days a week, and then put the rest of the time in down here, I can make more money, tax-free money, that people don't have to know about than I'm making now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have all them bills.
Yeah.
Insurance.
Yeah.
Utilities.
I tell you what it does. You can believe this if you want to. But it cost me $200 a month opening doors up there.
Cookie.
And you thought you were getting
insurance, which Clyde didn't have. And I can't afford to be without it, because if a fellow walks across my driveway and breaks his leg, I'm liable. They can sue me and break me up.
That's right. That's a shame. That's law, is that, ain't it?
And my utilities. I got my light bill today for this past month. $47.
Yeah. Now that's all clear money, see? That's just right out of your pocket.
Yeah.
It's time. By George, this place is just running down fast. We made a little progress there to start with, you know.
Yeah.
But it's sure going down now.
Gosh, y'all just might get some postal. Might get some animals out there.
Oh, yeah. You know so many people.
I'm gonna start taking better care of them big horses down there, because I ain't gonna run a tractor every time I want to go get something.
You know, I thought this morning when I brought them out, I sure will miss them horses if they ever leave here. They're the handsomest things. And that's the kind of horses that people always had, Cookie.
That's right. And I ain't bragging, because my daddy done it. Don't get me wrong. But my daddy broke them horses right. Now them horses don't get, they don't get excited. Like we was talking down there Sunday when we put them in the ride. They didn't jump through that gate and start running.
No. The only time now they run is when Pussy races them. And then they don't run much, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, it sure is a pity that with all this country land out here,
yeah, it is.
Can't make some money out of it.
Well, I think we can both make us some money out of it. I don't expect.
I don't want to make any, Cookie. I just don't want to lose any. If I could get by without losing, it costs me. You see, you take two or three of the tractor bills, that takes all my profit. So the rest of the time, I'm just working for nothing, you see. Just keep them tractors up. Well, now, you see, you won't do that. You won't have that sort of expense.
And then you ought to know. You ought to be able to have some animals out here.
Mm-hmm.
And sell them.
Oh, yes.
Buy them when they're poor and feed them a little bit of hay and...
Yes.
Get them mended up and then when the price goes up, put them right back on the market. Don't marry nothing.
No. No.
I got all sorts of ridges over there. Say that I'm going to have to cut that thing off
or else quit pushing back and forth on that thing.
And I think this is the way I've been studying. I've been busy ever since. I've been busy ever since 4 o'clock, see. That's when I got disgusted.
Oh, that's why you say you really have been.
I've been sitting over there just thinking. And it's harder on me than working.
That's
yeah,
why you said you've been so busy.
I ain't pulled a wrench since 4 o'clock. But it's been harder on me than working. And see, I went there and I've got a bunch of equipment there that I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Part of it I'm going to keep, because it won't deteriorate. But if I can get things, my ducks in the right kind of row, I'm not going back to pulling wrenches for a living.
Just part of the living.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm going to keep my jack, because it's mine paper.
That belongs to you.
That's right. That's mine. And it's new.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep all my test equipment. Well, I've got about $3,000 worth of my feet.
Golly. Yeah.
I even called the man up and told him to come up there. I want to talk to him.
Mr. Williams?
Mr. Smith.
I mean, Mr. Smith.
He said, I can't let you go. He said, I want to keep you. I said, that's just too bad, Mr. Smith. I've done lost too much money. He said, I'll raise your margin 4 cents straight across. I said, that's not good enough.
Well, Cookie, it's the most surprising thing in the world to me that you just have that much expense.
Well, I do. No, that's no joke.
See, there's a lot of good things about it, but now, like he said, when he's talking about taking that little tractor up there, he is right smart work to it. And it worked for a lot of other things, too. I mean, everything else. You'd have it back there where you can't see the front.
That's right.
And most of the day, you're there by yourself.
That's right.
Or a good part of it.
All right, if I get my tools and equipment down here, there ain't no reason why. With all my tools, my hand tools, and Jack come along and what have you, get it all down here where I can do something. I can do I can overhaul that tractor just as quick right out there in the barn as I can, quicker than I can up there.
Yeah.
Of course, I ain't got nobody running out there to bother me.
Yeah.
Where up there, maybe I get back here and pick up a wrench and somebody ring a bell.
And then if you somebody didn't ring the bell, you say somebody's up there taking something out.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So right here, and you can tear it down, and you find out what you need. And get in the car and go get it. Come back and start putting it back together. And you ain't got a bunch of those flatheads running up there. Hey, the Coke machine won't take no money. And it happened so many times during the day.
Every day.
Yeah. So, I just made up my mind. That's just the way it's going to be. That's the way it's going to be now.
Well, now, Helen and Laura have been sort of doubtful about that for some time, haven't they?
Yeah. But I kept thinking things would get better. Things would get better. They got worse instead of better.
Well, if you got put a lot of energy into it, and a lot of hours,
and had the money to back you up through spells like this, you could make it go well.
Oh, this is a slump.
That's right, and it will be left to the 15th of April.
You mean to hold that burn first quarter?
Because people will wait and pay their income tax the last minute.
Yeah.
And the 15th of April is the deadline. That is why I'm paying $75 a week to get mine paid before the deadline, so they won't penalize me. $500.
Yeah.
So it's better for me to struggle and strive to pay $75 a week and save that penalty of $500, which they will do. You're gonna pay the government.
Yeah.
You sure are.
So, Frank, he's done found a place where he can go to work, make himself some extra money, part-time, till school's out.
Oh, it won't be any trouble at all for him to find a place.
$2.03 an hour to start with.
And that's more than he gets out of you.
Yeah. When I get period. up at the mall there, they're opening up one new supermarket and a bunch of new stores. And this colored friend of mine, now he's colored, he's a nigger, but he said, I'll get your boy a job. By golly, he's going to do it too.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
That's not your watermelon fan.
No, No, it's the boy used to work out at Brazington with me. And he's going to get Frank a job out there. Frank's got to go tomorrow evening at between 2:30 and 3 o'clock for an interview with the big man. And he'll work from 2 o'clock in the evening until 9 at night.
He'll have his little runabout.
That's right.
Just in time, ain't it? Well, will he need that? He gets to ride into town.
Yeah.
And they don't take him back.
No, they would.
If he went back right away.
But he could ride back with Laura. Save the expense of one automobile.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. First time he breaks down, he'll start sitting.
Man? See, Helen got her raise. She's making $395 a month before they start whacking on anything, see? All right, if I get out of the station, she can take and claim all of the pennies, see? They won't hit her for income tax, which they're doing about $33 every month. She can claim me as a dependent, then, by God.
Yeah, let her.
And I can be down here fixing things.
Yeah, this place is really, with just a little attention, it really grows some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, it would.
And it's surprising how many straws of hay that piece of paper right there will keep from growing.
Yeah.
Now, that don't sound reasonable, but it is.
Yeah.
You take all of those chunks and palmetto fans and what have you, scattered over the pasture.
Yeah.
They're keeping hay from growing where they lay.
Yeah. That's right. You take these fellas like Wallace Cobb, they've got all the financial backing in the world. He could just send you two or three dozen cows, steers, out here. Send them out and come get them.
And pay me for keeping them.
When you sell them, you could work it on shares.
That's right.
And somewhere or other, I don't know just how you do it. But see, those cattle people don't think anything at all about borrowing $10,000, $15,000, $20,000.
No, there's like old P.A. Johnson over at his vice president and Citizens Bank. I fixed his car for him. Nobody else had been able to fix it. It'd been squeaking in the front for 44,000 miles since he bought it new. I took the squeak out of it the other day.
Yeah.
For the first time in 44,000 miles.
Yeah. Yes, they won out a few customers like that.
But he knows, I believe I can get a little financial backing from him.
Yeah.
See, he's vice president of Citizens Bank.
Yeah.
And just about what he says goes. See, I had dealings with him down at First National Bank before he left First National Bank.
Yeah.
And Bob O'Neill, too.
He knows so many people.
Man. I know.
The battery man. I asked him why he wasn't buying Brother Drew's batteries. I said, do you know this other fella? Yes. Who is your battery man, Cougar?
Parrish.
Where'd you run into him?
Oh, I've traded cars with him for the last 6-7 years.
Okay. Just name somebody. Yeah, Cougar knows.
Yeah. You don't live. your way.
No, no, he is in Gainesville. See, I've been knowing Emmett since, let's see, 64, when I went to work at Cropper County. In 64, he was about the same shape I was in, working from day to day.
Yeah.
Now he's got a big interest in Hurricane Battery.
The dealership?
Yeah.
Well, how do you get that going?
Dealing in used cars. But he had a little financial backing to start with on that deal. I don't like the way he got his start. It wasn't actually an honest dealings, but I guess it worked out.
How'd he get it started?
Well, the city, when they would pick up an automobile, see, he would go and buy it from the city.
Yeah.
Well, they had no title for it. Well, he would go to a junkyard and give them $5 or $10 for a title that would match up with that particular automobile and then sell it for a tremendous price.
Oh.
That's not an honest way to make a dollar, guy.
That's taking advantage of some poor sucker.
That's right. I couldn't do that. I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't want to. Well, you know, if you just had a fella could write a book on the way people get started. I remember old Hill out here. I want you to know, I knew some nice people up in the north part of the county. Before I came down here, he runs that store up Santa Fe, your trading post, had the post office. And he raised vegetables and all that, and he was raised there. He knew all that country, him and his wife and all of them. Seelan.
Ralph Seelan?
I don't think it was Ralph. It could have been his daddy.
Yeah, probably was his daddy, because Ralph's not much older than I am.
Yeah. But this fellow would come down from the north and was interested in vegetables, and he would have enough money to get it started. And no matter how good the crop was, he never had any to turn back to him, you see. And he named the cases. One right after another, you see, the way it works. And one or two pretty good sized, say. And he says, and then he got to be Mr. Seelan.
You know, I sit there at the desk all evening and studying and wondering and trying to figure out a way and figure out how to do this and that. But I think I've got it figured out. You see, this one particular thing, this is what was bugging me more than anything else, was the manure where the cows and the horses is dropped, you know, on the pasture. You know, there ought to be a way for us to scatter that, keep it from piling up in one pile.
Yeah.
Because when we cut hay, that cakes down gets hard. We rake it up.
Yes, sir.
And we bale it.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to eat it.
I saw, huh?
A cow brood, if there's too much of it in there, ain't going to eat it.
Yeah. I saw a cow take a bite and spit it out just a while ago. That's right. Fair night. Great big piece of old dried duty in it.
All right. I ought to figure out some way of building us a drag or something.
We got one. We got one. Right out there. It's just too big for one man to handle. You saw that old Western drag. Didn't you see that?
No.
Oh, it's good heavy chain. And it's so wide it can't get through the gate.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we're going to have to do something about that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We get that all took care of. Then we'll put some fertilizer out.
That's right.
Then we're going to sell some hay in the field. We ain't going to touch it.
Yeah. And the best thing you can do is roll over it with this old harrow straightened out.
That's right.
That cuts way on down.
That's right.
If you got the time, you can cross cut it.
Yeah.
And then come along, it'll cut up for your manure too.
And then come along with the drag, it'll tear it up and pulverize it, and the first thing you know, you ain't got none. It's all gone. It's all gone. And then it kind of covers your fertilizer too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Put out your fertilizer. Now, don't you know, Alvin had that idea that time. Putting that fertilizer out about Valentine's Day or
first of March
or early. And let it sink in.
I plan to put some out about the last of this month before I'll be able to get it. I'll put it out. I'm going to look the pastures over and see which ones I should put it on first. You've been over, which one do you think you should put it on first? For hay.
Well, them two over there for hay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I heard the man talking. Just happened to turn him on. He comes on, you see those little ag people come on before 7 o'clock. And I don't get in here until around 7 o'clock in the morning. And I come in and cook breakfast, you know. And he was saying, if you put that protein on there, ammonium nitrate on there, any way you do it, vegetables or hay or anything, you're gonna have acid soil, and you have lime, and that's just one thing to watch. Now, last year, there was something wrong with that soil because, you see, the growth wasn't sufficient.
The growth wasn't sufficient. And there was a sufficient amount of fertilizer put there.
Yes.
And we got the right amount, got rain at a right about the same, right time.
Yes. So we can go out there and take the soil samples and find out what happened to the soil.
Yeah. Now, year before last, we put quite a bit of ammonium nitrate on that soil.
Yeah. Last year, I put too much lime on it. I think I put too much. I limed it.
Yeah. Well, now this year, it may come back.
Yes. But you can tell by the test.
You can tell by the test whether it needs, how much fertilizer it needs per acre and all.
Yes, sir.
So maybe we better do that before we do anything.
Now this Bahia, people, that's the most curious thing, you see. They get in their head that, Cookie, I got some of that Bahia down there. Is better than the hay you see around here. some of them bills.
It's higher protein because that bahia seed is high in protein. That bahia's got seed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got seed on it. You can, I can take it and haul some home in the back of my truck, and you can gather up no amount of seed right in the bed of that truck.
Well, I see what you can do. You can cut that. You can have a big indigo crop, just like it is. I haven't... Now, I don't say indigo hay don't have any great demand.
No, not too much, no.
But now that other does, that
Alice Clover. Yeah.
The only thing about it, if you put Alice Clover over here, it'll kill out the, you can't cultivate this in, you know, in the, you can't cultivate hair grass in the growing season.
No.
You have to cultivate that in the winter.
In the winter time, then it'll come back in the spring.
Yes, sir. But it'll sure make the hay, just like over there. Now, here's another thing you can do, you see. Down there at that racehorse place, that horse farm, they've got these colts like Bubba. And just take them, let them come over here and get some of this old hay, and they'll give you them colts or something like that, you see?
Yeah.
Oh, there's so damn anything you can do if you got the time.
There's many angles that you can work at.
Yes, and if your head not hurting all the time.
That's right. If you can think.
You can keep them little old pickup trucks moving out here just as well as you can anywhere.
Well, sure, I can find them.
Everywhere you go, there, so you can stop and they'll buy a truck from you.
Almost, yeah.
You couldn't get down.
I've got three spotted now that I'm going to buy eventually. I can't buy them right now.
Yeah.
But my gosh, I can go out there and buy one for $25. Take it to a water hose and get me a piece of sandpaper and sand it down a little bit and get me a paint brush and a quart of paint and a half a day, and I've done got me a $150 truck.
Yeah.
And what's it cost me? $35.
Yeah. Now, have you got any way to get them financed? A fella who buys that truck won't have any backing. He can't even borrow money from the loan company.
No, I don't have no way of financing.
Unless you got the money.
Unless you got the money. That's the only way I... Well, now, if he had... say, for instance, if he'd come up and he had $100. I had a truck for $150. I had $35 in that truck. Okay, I'll take his $100. Now, you pay me the rest of it in 60 days. If he don't pay me in 60 days, I'll go get his truck. Well, 99% of the people ain't going to let that truck go for no $50.
You keep the title.
I'll keep the title.
Yeah.
Because I got one right up here making opie now. The man owes me $100 on. I'll have to go get it. Because he's in, he's a drunk. Alcoholic. He's in an alcoholic hospital in Ward down south someplace.
Yeah.
I'll have to go get it. But I got to wait till the 17th of this month before I can go get it. I can go get it the 18th.
Cookie, do you know if you could put in an acre of sweet potatoes?
That's right.
1 acre. Why, you'd be running out of sweet potatoes.
I'll tell you something else that requires very little maintenance, I mean very little work, after you once get it out. Once you get your plant set out, requires very little, except going and getting it and taking it and selling it. And you can sell it no any time, anywhere. That's mustard and collard greens.
Yeah.
And they do eat good.
Oh, man, lies, yes. Now, you know what they do. And now you see, we could rig up a place to store them, put them on the ground. I don't know, but old Woodard Coleman, you see, he's been raising them all his life, and he got so now he's got arthritis and can't raise them much. Did you eat any of his
sweet potatoes? No.
Well, he brought some over here, and they were laying around here. I think there's some still in there. Why, they're just as good as Georgia potatoes. Now, they may not be that good, but they're good if you haven't got any Georgia potatoes.
That's right. They'll take a place of Georgia potatoes.
And you see what they all do down here. They get a start, and from the bed, of course, the best thing is to order them fresh.
That's right.
And put them in and let the vine get started on the 4th of July, somewhere along there, you see, put out some more from the vines. And they all swear down here the potatoes come from the vines better than the others. And you see, it's just a little bit at a time, so you put in a half acre at a time. That's nothing.
Why, no.
And then, you see, when digging time comes, you can do it the same way. You can use the same baskets all the time, not even use baskets. Maybe bury them right there in the field. I don't know how down here, you see, it don't freeze much.
Why, no harder than it freezes down here. Why, take a couple bale of hay and spread it out over top of them to keep them from freezing.
Yes, and lay some tin on it.
Yeah, keep
the water off.
Why, sure. Right, and keep them from freezing.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That was the very least handling. Right there where you're digging them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then the thing of it is to do it every year. That's the way we used to do it, couldn't we?
That's right. Every year.
Just have this stuff. When you get through with it, put it up, and next year you go and pick it, pull it down right where you left it.
And the main thing is not to get more out than you can handle.
Yeah. That's right. Go into it light instead of big.
That's right.
Yes.
I don't care how much equipment you got. If you ain't got sufficient amount of labor to take care of that equipment, you can't take care of very much hay, sweet potatoes, or what have you.
Yeah.
One man can only move so fast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do a little mechanic work and trade a few pickups.
Trade a few horses. I got to trade a horse now and then. That's the way I do it. I got to trade horses.
Well, that way, you see, you won't wear out on
it. That's right. You got something there to break that monotony.
You don't get so you just dread getting your head under the hood of a car.
That's right.
I can see that, all right, how you would.
Just like you. You hate someone is to even open that door that office.
Oh, yes.
Or if you had something that you get off on for a couple of 3 days and not even think about that place, you could walk back in there and be a different man.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's right.
Yes, heck, sir. It may even help you out.
Yes. That's right. Yes. Yes.
But you know, I just made up my mind today that something had to give. About 3 o'clock this afternoon, something had to give. I mean, I just filled up. Well, I'll tell you what brought it on so quick is when I got that blame light bill at noon today. You might say $50 a month for a light bill. $18 a month for that telephone that's hanging on the wall there. And an insurance. Don't add up.
Oh, sir, that's, and it's such a constant, regular thing.
Yeah. Every morning I gotta be there at 8 o'clock. Regardless of how I feel. Whereas, if I was down here and it was raining, I don't have to get out if I don't want to. Right at no specific time. I can wait till it slacks up a little bit. But if somebody pulls up and wants gas, I don't care how hard it's raining, you got to go put gas in that car.
That's a hard line.
Of course, I'll admit, I make a lot of contacts there.
Yes.
I meet a lot of people.
Well, Cookie, let me tell you. Clyde will have to go back to California.
That's right.
And stay a month. You can go up there and hold it down a month.
That's right. I can go up there if it's raining and loaf up there with him for 3 hours a day.
Yes.
It'd be worth my expense of going up there and just sitting around and helping him out.
That's right.
Making personal contacts.
That's right. Just be up there where people can find you. That's right. And then he'll always know where you are.
That's right. That's right. And if they want to see me about something, he knows where to find me.
Now, Frank Smith and those fellas, is any of them, can you do them the same way?
No, they're just different type of people.
Well, I don't quite see that.
I've had dealings with them.
Yes.
And they're for themselves.
Yes.
They're for themselves.
Yes.
I got mad at him the other day. They did me unjust. I sent my car up there to get the front wheels balanced on. Front tires balanced. They balanced them. Charged me $7. balancing the fire. I took it out and drove it. Between 55 and 65, it jumps up and down like a jumping jack. I took it back and I told them. And they haven't made it right yet. They've not made it right yet. It's worse than it was before we went up there. That's Cadillac sitting right out there.
Well, what do? Just shop around from one alignment place to another so you get somebody that can do it?
I can't afford it. I can't afford $7 every. There's about a half a dozen in Gainesville. I'm going to take it back tomorrow and tell them to take them weights off that they put on there and give him my $7 back. I'm going to do it. I'll do it too.
Well, what do you think the trouble is?
They ain't got nobody up there that knows how to balance them.
Oh, that's it.
But I can take your balancing machine and balance them.
Yeah. Well, who do they put on that? Just one of their flunkies?
That's right.
They don't do it themselves?
No, they put their flunkies on it. They got a Hungarian or somebody up there.
He can't make things.
Well, he sure can't balance tires.
How'd they get that fella?
I beat me.
Yeah.
Well, it's 9:30. I better go home.
You got plenty of, you need anything?
No.
Have you had supper?
Oh yeah. I went up to I ate supper.
You ate supper, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we could sure give you a bite.
Well, I really enjoyed that. We just sat back and drank a cup of coffee, see?
Well, and that's just what you needed, guys.
That's what I needed.
Yeah. Guy came in.
You know, when I sit down, I get chilly when I relax. That's the reason I got this whole thing on. I just sit back there.
Relaxing. Like me and guys talking. The same old thing every day gets to be an old grind.
Yeah.
If I get out here, why, it might help him. Might break his monotony at the office.
Yes, I have a little knocked out here. I running the same race every day.
Yeah. Well, I'd say a lot more fun to have somebody with you instead of working along with you.
This is not monotonous out here. I just wish I could do more of it. Yeah. Oh, I do love to give those cows a handout and just sit there and watch them stick their nose up in the air and just chew.
Cookie, that's beautiful hay. Good hay.
Tonight
was just like we're taking it out of the field.
That them horses eat every sprig of it. They ain't nothing left. And when the horse will eat all of it and not leave nothing.
You can't say by hay is not good hay.
That's right.
Well,
especially when them horses down there come from West Virginia, where my dad fed them Timothy, Clover, and Alfalfa.
Yeah.
The best hay that ground will grow.
Yeah.
But it won't grow down here.
No.
But when they will go out there and eat a whole bale of hay and never stop, it's got to be good hay.
I believe.
Oh, this Pangola they all swear by, some of that stuff, it just ain't even straw.
No.
It just looked like they had dried it out in the oven. You've seen that stuff.
Yeah, woody.
Woody?
Yeah.
You know what? We can go around every night sometimes and just look at the stuff these people feed. Now, Faye's friend over here, that lady over at McNovin, she buys that coastal from somebody. He supplies her, brings her all. She can... Oh, 40, 50 bales at a time. Now, that stuff looks like, you know, that old Excelsior?
Yeah.
We used to pack with? It wasn't far from that.
And she just thinks that's fine.
Alvin Pond bought 2 tons of coastal. And I'll tell you, it was just like toothpicks. It was.
And he paid for it.
He paid $43 a ton for it.
And he wouldn't have come over here and hauled off this stuff if we'd give it to him last year.
That's right. Absolutely. That's right. And I told him about it, too. His cows, Woods' cows, just won't eat it.
Woods' cows.
You won't eat it.
Just too bad.
And I'll bet you a quarter you can take a bale of this up front and throw it out in the field.
Yeah, they'll start hunting.
That's right.
Well, a guy's cows certainly aren't skinny, and they really love it.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I rubbed it in the old Alvin the other day. Oh, I couldn't help it.
Yes, sir.
I told him, I said, boy, we got some of the finest rhino stunts you ever saw.
Yeah.
Good.
We ought to bring him over here and just let him look at him.
I told him, I said, boy, turn them big horses of mine in there, and I said, they just eat till their heart's content.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
And how long you spent a couple hours on one putting it in, didn't you?
I didn't spend a full half a day.
No.
And it's got a good
one.
That's right.
That's right.
Of course, I don't
have much grain. Well, I'm starting to feed them now because when I get out of that station, I'm going to start working them horses. Heck, they like to work.
They like to work.
Well, they
sure.
Do better when they do.
Sure, they'll get fat when you work them.
Oh.
They will.
And just look at the work they can do.
Good.
It's sure gonna be nice if you just had a few days, just a day or two a week. It should be better than.
Oh yeah.
I tell you, if Helen's working, Laura's working, Frank goes to work, look what they'll be bringing in there. A week. And I ain't none of them selfish with the money. They'll give her a last nickel to me. Sign a check and give it to me.
Well, sure, that makes sense that you'd have to be down in that station.
How Laura getting along?
Laura's getting along real well. Real well.
The thing of it is, she looks healthy. And,
well, you know, I didn't know till yesterday that I had as many friends in the state of Florida as I've got. There's a man walked up to me and he told me. I didn't know him from Adam's house cat. And he told me just exactly what happened to Laura.
Oh.
He told me.
Why
couldn't he? He said, I was in there with my leg off. He said, I knew something was wrong. And he asked me why she was out for 2 weeks last summer, and I told him why.
Oh.
He said, I knew it, and I know who gave it to her. I can't swear to it, but I know where she got it.
Yeah.
He was one of Laura's patients in the hospital. He had got his leg cut off in an accident.
Yeah.
And he had a wooden leg. And he hobbled into my station and told me, he said, I've been on a climb to get down here to talk to you. But he said, I just got to where I could walk on my leg.
Yeah.
He said, that's the sweetest girl that ever walked. He said, if lots of the general had two like that on each shift, they wouldn't need nobody else.
Yeah.
Because he said she'll do more work than all them niggers put together down there.
I'll bet.
He said when she does something, it's done.
Well, next time she won't be so trusting about what people give her.
That's right. That's right. He has talked to her, and he said I could tell there was a great difference when she came back to work.
Yeah.
He said she wasn't Laura. But he said, when I left that hospital, she had got back to where she was at herself.
Yeah. And he could tell it.
He could tell it.
Yeah.
But he said, when she walked in there, about 3 days before you all left, and her eyes as big as teacups and glassy, he said, I knew there was something wrong.
Yeah.
And he said the person that gave it to her was fired from a Lotsford General Hospital, and I know he was.
Yeah. For such as that?
Such as that.
Yeah.
Stealing drug.
Yeah.
And it was a nigger, and did you hear anything about it over the radio or read anything about it in the paper? No, it wasn't publicized.
Couldn't get out.
But he was fired from Lockley General from stealing drugs.
Yeah.
A nigger orderly.
I'll be done. Now just look at that.
Well, he went so far as to tell me. He said if I could swear to it and know that he's the one give it to her, he'd never see sunshine no more.
Yeah, that's right.
He'd do it too.
That's right. That's the way to feel.
He said, I was in there, and he said, she's the only one that give me any attention.
Yeah.
The only nurse's aide that give him any attention.
Yeah.
Him laying there with his, had his leg cut off.
Yeah.
And he was in more or less a bandage around his leg and everything. And he said, she is the only one even attempted to give me any attention in any way.
That's the end of Channel 2 Right and the visit with Cookie. This surprise visit this Thursday night, the 4th of February, 1971. End of Channel 2 Right and the surprise visit with Cookie this Thursday night, bedtime. The 4th of February, 1971. End of Channel 2 Right. End of Channel 2 Right and the end of the visit with Cookie. This surprise visit with Cookie this Thursday night, the 4th of February, 1971. It's the end of Channel 2 Right and this surprise visit with Cookie this Thursday night, bedtime, 4th of February, 1971. As the end of the, this is the end of Channel 2 Right, and this surprise visit of Cookie, bedtime, this Thursday night, 4th of February, 1971. This is the end of Channel 2 Right.